When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey, Jordan Harbinger here from The Art of Charm. I'm here with producer Jason DeFilippo. Welcome to Minisode Monday, your weekly shot of personal development espresso. We're happy to be here with you, kicking off the week with something quick and actionable you can implement right away that'll make you more magnetic and effective. Today, Jason, this one was your idea, and I dig this. The advantages of being an amateur, and this is kind of a cool little example that you accidentally found. Essentially, you don't know what doesn't work if you're an amateur, so you try everything. And this sparks innovation. So I want people to stop looking at being an amateur or a newbie like a disadvantage. And can you give an example to illustrate this? This just happened to you very recently.
Yeah, we had a piece of audio that we were really having a hard time with. And, you know, we sent it to our professional audio engineer. And it was one of those things where he's like, he ran through all of the options that he knew because he's a professional. And he's like, okay, I've got this fixed set of skills that I've developed over 20 years. And if it doesn't fall in this fixed set of skills, it's not going to work. Well, I didn't have those fixed set of skills. So I came into it with a completely open mind saying, how do I fix this? Not like I didn't come in with a toolbox. I came in with a question. And then after a couple hours of tinkering with it, I found the quote unquote magic formula to fix this problem and made it work. And then I sent it off to the expert and he's like, I never thought of that. I should have tried that. So, and you know, it's one of those things where once you get so ingrained in being a professional and you've done something so many times, the repetition is so great, you kind of get, you know, you those tracks get run into the road, you know, you've got the ruts in the road. And I experienced this when I was a programmer doing the same thing for 20 years. I would give up because I thought, oh, this can't be fixed. But now it's like I'm new to the audio side of things, so I am experimenting and trying over and over again to find new things to do, so I don't have that mindset. So I've got the amateur mind, the playful mind, and I'm always trying to find new things. And it was a real big reminder to me that, oh, don't give up, just keep trying new things.
And I think this is really a fun example because I think for a lot of people, it's very empowering to know that, hey, look, you're new. That doesn't mean you're not going to get it. It's going to take you longer to figure things out initially because you're not familiar with all the little controls, for example, in the audio program. But for you, you went, oh, what if I just strip out all of this particular frequency? And it was like, well, yeah, that worked. Whereas our mastering engineer, who's a genius when it comes to fixing all of these complex problems, he just thought, well, no, that's going to make it sound like crap. That won't help. But actually, that ended up fixing the problem. And it was a very simple solution to a very complex problem. We were about to delete the whole episode, which would have been a damn shame. But instead, it sounded just fine because you ended up removing this inaudible frequency that also removed a bunch of noise.
Yeah, it was one of those things where I just kind of went down the rabbit hole to just try every little single knob and slider. And I read a ton. That actually didn't get me to the solution, but in trying to get to the solution, I actually learned a lot more about audio engineering that I never would have beforehand. So I had the double advantage of A, fixing the problem, but also B, I came out of it smarter on a bunch of other stuff that I can use later down the line. But yeah, it's just, you know, don't be afraid to tinker.
Yeah, I love this. Don't be afraid to tinker and stop looking at being new or being an amateur as a disadvantage and start looking at it as an opportunity to view all the problems in that particular field with fresh eyes. In fact, there's a lot of people who say things like, well, you know, this is probably impossible or this just isn't done. And a lot of things you hear on the show, well, this is just not done. Well, part of the reason that this show is so successful is in part because we do a lot of things that are just not done on radio. And I remember that because I used to work in radio at Sirius XM Satellite Radio. I started the podcast, went to radio, and we did a lot of things that we do on podcasts on the radio, and it made the show quite popular. And I remember the station manager saying, you know, we just never thought about doing XYZ. And I can't really think of a solid example. That I think part of it was, oh, you know what? Part of it was cross-promoting shows, and it's such a simple idea. And they're like, well, you know, he competes with you in that time slot. And I thought, well, it doesn't really matter, because sometimes people are in the mood for pizza and sometimes they're in the mood for Chinese. And if we are introducing people to each other, our fans are going to know one another. And they just thought that was the dumbest idea ever, to compete with the show in that time slot. Well, we kept sharing audience with that time slot, and eventually our time slot moved to right after that person's, which was a complete coincidence. And we had this cool continuity of people that had been listening on and off to both shows for years. And now it's standard practice for people to cross promote shows. Duh. But it wasn't done on radio, because it just never was. And so then it never was going to be done. So you can always find these new courses of practice, even as an amateur, that are going to result in big wins for you, big wins for your organization. So don't think just because you don't have the experience, you're not going to be able to bring value. Let me know how this goes over the next few weeks and months as you integrate this into your life, especially at work, I think. Tweet at me at The Art of Charm. Let me know how this is working out for you. And don't forget about the Art of Charm Challenge. This will help you connect better with others, create productive personal and business relationships. There's a lot of step-by-step challenges to help you move forward. There's a lot of men and women in there. I mean, thousands in this Facebook group with all of us as the AOC team, helping people move through the challenges. It's great to see the growth going on in there, and there's just a ton of value in there. It's all about drills and exercises and practicals. You can find that at theartofcharm.com/challenge, or you can text AOC, that's AOC, to 38470, 38470, and you can get rocking on that challenge. I would love to see you in that Facebook group, and you can say hi to me once you add me there on Facebook.
Johnny, we know if you listen to the show, you are driven. In fact, we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast.
Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey.
We have hired a lot of team members over the last 17 years. Going through endless resumes, well, that's a time sink. But you know what else is a time sink? Interviewing endless people, because they're all going to give you the best face forward.
That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets.
Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast.
And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/charm. Just go to Indeed.com/charm right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/charm. Terms and conditions apply.
Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thanks for listening and supporting The Art of Charm. For a list of all of our amazing sponsors and discounts, visit theartofcharm.com/advertisers. Now, have a great week.